Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. We have created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show is on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m., as well as Mondays from 3 to 3:30. You can also follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. And you can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 if you want to talk to me in person, or Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And also please go to the Facebook and like our Divine Goddess Radio page.
And tonight's episode is brought to you by the Spirit Wellness Center, located at 3435 Washington Drive, Suite 206 in Eagan, Minnesota, 55122. And the services that are offered there include Reiki and IET sessions, toe readings, soul mentoring, and ionic detox foot soaks. Sessions and readings can also be conducted remotely. Go to www.thespiritwellnesscenter.com for more information. And tonight our guest is the owner of the Spirit Wellness Center, Kelly Hanel. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Good evening. How is everyone this evening?
We're doing fabulous. Great. Fabulous. Well, Kelly, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what all do you do on over there at the Spirit Wellness Center?
Well, I was going through a traumatic point in my life. And a friend of mine came up to me and said, you need to get centered. And I giggled at her and I said, you think? So she said, you need to come for a Reiki session. And I said, what in the world is a Reiki? And she said, just come try it out. So I tried it out and I thought, oh, my heavens, I need to learn this. And that just catapulted me into everything. So I went ahead and did my studies as a Reiki master and was blessed through some gifts my mother left me when she passed and opened up my center, shared my gifts with others, and it's just been a wonderful experience since. So
wow.
I provide the...
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Oh, that's okay. So I provide Reiki and in condition with IET, which is Integrated Energy Therapies, and it's a wonderful, wonderful modality that helps people relax and release deep-seated issues that no longer serve them.
So what exactly is IET?
IET is, the way I explain it is it sort of turbos what Reiki does. It really works on the cellular level, releasing memories that we've stored in our bodies and helping us heal on so many different levels. Both Reiki and IET work on the four energetic bodies, which is the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, removing any blocks and helping you feel more balanced so you can allow the world's dramas or challenges to move through you instead of getting stuck within your emotional bodies.
Oh, so do you use, like, any ascended masters, or do you channel ascended masters when you work with people on that, or angels, or is it, can you explain a little bit more about that?
Well, the IET is based around several different angels that help with the healings. I have my own guides that I use, and I also like to work with the individuals and call in their own guides, whether they're aware of them or not. And calling in all of the ascended masters, all of the angels, and all of our individual Reiki or spiritual guides really amplifies the session that is individualized for each person. And when they leave, they can really feel that and understand the power that they have within themselves to heal themselves.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
That's very nice, very nice.
So, Kelly, I know that one of the things that you offer is toe readings, and I know a lot of people haven't heard about those. Can you explain what toe readings are?
Well, the power of toe reading is so much more than what people expect. this is a new age transformational modality that's used to help people explore and honor their life's paths all the way down to their souls or the soles of their feet. A tarot reading is based on the theory of the body holographically records the stories of our lives. And so our toes depict what one's journey has been like in this lifetime. Does that sort of sound interesting?
Yeah. Is it along the lines of a palm reading? Because I know people are familiar with palm reading. Is it like that, or is it completely different?
It's a little bit different. Palm reading has a tendency to look at all your lifetimes, where toe readings are holographic this lifetime. So by reading in your toes, we can see what type of experiences or interruptions you've had in your life or your path this lifetime. A toe reading.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
Again. Just for cutting you off, Kelly. But I just had a toe reading by you. Was it last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And you were absolutely right on with every single thing that came out of your mouth, including my prosperity toe, to where I'm just like, wow. So it's like, it's amazing. It's amazing. But the best way to describe it, yes, it is just a little bit different than the palm reading. It definitely is. Because you've done it twice for me, and you've given me some of the messages have been similar, but there's been some variations, and it's what's currently going on in my life. So I find that just fascinating. I find the toe readings very fascinating.
Well, and they are. They are a great tool. They're based on the principles that your right side is what you present to the world, and your left side is displayed in your left foot, which is sort of your internal, your spiritual side. And the position and shape of each of the toes say a lot about how you as a person and process the experiences you have in your life and how that is held within the energy of your body. So by observing someone's toes, I can be able to tell a great deal about their past and their current experiences that they've lived through. And it reveals how that person's coping with their feelings as well as their thoughts. So through a toe reading, I like to incorporate all of my modalities along with Reiki, IET, and the soul mentoring and helping them go through what their toes are telling me. Your toes sort of document that everything that's happened in your life, the story and the emotions that are stored in that cellular memory, and there's much more going on in the world, and specifically your world, than meets the eye. And it just made that your toes reveal the most, because it really reflects the soul's path. So through helping someone by reading their toes, either through a mini session or a full session, I'm able to help them perhaps realize or maybe have the courage to look at something to help shift that and have them come up into their awareness so they can relieve that and move on forward.
Okay. Do you notice, like when you do readings, do you notice there's a difference, like a big difference between a right foot and a left foot?
Yes, definitely. The
really?
Space, the shape, how the toes, you know, can, how the different aspects of the toes are definitely different in each one. And they can change from a couple months later. As you become aware of things and we shift through things and experience different things, our toes change. And the hardest thing for me now is that I've learned all this, is to respect people's space and not look at everybody's toes while I'm shopping. I'm like, are you having a new year? Definitely. You really want to honor people's space because you really are on an intimate level with them when you're doing toe readings. But, yes, a lot of the intuitiveness does come in.
Okay.
You know, is it possible to talk about what the toes mean? So, like your big toe, the second toe, the third toe?
Well, it's interesting. First, I'd like to talk about the position and shape of the toe, because that says a lot about a person. The shape and position of the toe reveals how the person has dealt with their past experiences and what they've lived through. So we talked about how that can cope with their thoughts and feelings. As an example, the toes of people who've had more challenges in their life will appear sort of like toe-tied. and that would show lumps or bumps of personal and emotional lives that they've lived through up to this point. So do you have any bumps or lumps on your toes? Everybody's looking at their toes.
No,
but Beth said I have weird toes.
I did not say you have weird toes. She has short toes.
Oh, that's a whole other. That has a whole other story.
Okay.
But toe readings are like getting a. We'll get into that. Toe readings are like getting a report card from your spirit. A toe reading session can serve as a divine tuning fork for information and angelic messages. So, what kind of report card do you think you'll be getting?
I'm hoping for an A+. But I'm probably going for a C.
Well, you know, I always tell my kids, as long as you've tried your best, a C is okay. But I'm sure you're doing much better than that, Beth.
Oh, I hope so.
So now I've got you all worried. You've had a couple of readings. You know where you're at.
I know, but did I write anything down? No. I'll be asking you questions.
Definitely.
Okay, so after shape, then what do you look at?
Well, the toes are based on the Ayurvedic system.
Okay.
And it's a five-element theory. So if you look at your toes, your great toe, your big toe, is what they call the ether toe, or your destiny toe.
Okay.
On your right foot, presented to the world, that'd be your destiny toe. And again, on your left foot would be your spiritual toe. Are you following your spirit?
Yes. Yep.
Your second toe is your air toe, your communication toe. How do you communicate to the world? How are you communicating with spirit or yourself?
Okay.
Your middle toe is your fire toe, which is your action toe. Are you taking action on what needs to be done? Again, both in the world as you present yourself and also are you following spirit? It's a just do it or not type toe.
Okay.
Your fourth toe is your water toe, which is your relationship toe. Now, again, as you look at your right foot, your world foot, it does not necessarily mean a romantic relationship. It could be any relationships, a relationship with coworkers, parents, siblings, friends, or a romantic relationship. If it's on your left or your spiritual foot, that's your relationship with yourself or your spirit. And that lovely little toe is your earth toe. On your right side, again, that's your prosperity or abundance factors. Again, prosperity and abundance doesn't always necessarily mean money. It could be prosperity in any parts of your life. On your spiritual toe, that's your trust toe. Are you trusting yourself or are you trusting spirit? So like we said, the right foot is what we share with the world. It stores the past and how a person steps out into the world. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The toes on the right foot are how you relate to the world or others around you. So the right side is known as your yang side or your masculine side.
Mm-hmm.
So your right toes tell you stories that you've had with some emotional charge relating to those masculine issues, external forces, or worldly worries. Your left side is the yin side. Again, the left toes tell stories more related about the internal and self-representation, including self-judgment and self-expectations. The left side also shows the person how they connect with spirit and with their self. It can also can be considered your hidden secret or spiritual side.
The left?
The left, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, mind you, if you're left-handed, your foot's switch. It's your dominant side. Most people are right side. So if you're dominant left side, that might be that might be world. Right, you're a lefty, so then we flip the sides. Your left side would be your world side. Your right side would be your spiritual side.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to know on that?
Well, you sort of talked about your lovely little shapes. There's also a little, a little diagram that sort of tells you maybe where your roots are from when you look at your toes. So my toes are really perfectly angled for my big toe. They go right in shape, directly down, I guess, downhill at an angle. And that tells me that possibly my roots are from the Egyptian side.
Oh.
If your toes, if you look at your toes and your big toe, your middle toe, your, how can I say, your big toe, your second toe and your third toe are sort of straight across, and then your ring toe and your baby toe are shorter, that may say that you maybe come from a Roman background.
From a what background?
Roman.
Roman.
Ooh.
Now let's take a look at your foot again. And let's say you have a foot like my youngest daughter. Her second toe is much longer than her big toe, and all the other toes fall into the scope of that. That tells me she may have a Greek background.
Oh, okay.
And then if all of your toes, if your big toe and then your all your other four toes are sort of shorter than your big toe but all in line, let me tell you, you have a dramatic background. Is that you, Marie?
No.
Oh, you giggled.
That's
funny. And then let's say that you have, again, you look at your foot and your big toe is a little shorter, your second toe is longer, and your third toe is right in line with your big toe. And then your ring toe and your baby toe are about the same length. You may have a Celtic background.
Hmm.
Just something fun to take a look at and explore.
It is. Wow. That's really cool. Okay, and then what about the spacing of the toes?
Well, there's some different things that can be reflected in your toes. Before we get into all of that, there's one more piece I'd like to touch on with how our toes are connected to our body.
Okay.
Because it's all one, right? Do you know that your toes are connected to your chakras?
No.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
It's amazing how that can all tie together.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about your great toe being your either toe.
Yes.
So that is the toe, again, where are we following our path? Are we following our spirit? So think of that. What kind of, what chakras do you think that would be connected to?
Crown.
Good. Crown and your third eye.
Okay.
So the big toe is connected to two different chakras, which is, again, how we open up to our spirit, right? Where we see our messages and connect to the higher realms.
Okay.
And then now we'll go between your big toe and your air toe, again, which is your ether toe, and your air toe, which is your communication toe.
Throat.
So we're right between those two, right, is your throat chakra. So sometimes if you notice a block in that throat chakra, you may massage that area between the big toe and the air toe to help open up that chakra.
Oh, okay.
So between your air toe, your second toe, and your third toe, which is your fire toe, again, that's your communication and your action toe. What chakra do you think that is?
Heart.
Heart. Why do you think that would be?
Because, you know, it's following your heart.
Right. So it's that action, right? It's taking action and following through. Where do we get most of our angel messages? Through our ears?
In our ear.
We get it through our throat chakra. So that's where we're speaking our spirit, we're speaking our truth. And if we're doing that and following our heart, again, that's the action we take. So that makes sense, right?
It sure does.
So if you go between your fire toe, again, your third toe, and your water toe, which is your relationship toe, what chakra do you think that hits?
Solar plexus.
Great. Good job. And why do you think that is?
Because that's our power place.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship with self, relationship with others. So it totally makes sense.
Great. And what about between your water toe, again, your relationship toe, and your earth toe, which is your pinky?
Sacral.
Sacral. So, again, that's about relationships and about either your trust toe or your prosperity. And what is sacral all about?
It's about creating.
Mm-hmm. All about creativity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so if we have a strong relationship with our spirit, that creates the trust in our life, does it also then help create the prosperity and abundance we're looking for?
It does.
Yes. So there isn't one for the root chakra.
The outside edge of the earth toe.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Is your earth chakra.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So on the outside edge of your foot, that's your root chakra.
Okay.
And what is root chakra about?
Grounding, stability.
Survival.
Survival.
So if you look typically at people, where do sometimes they have the most irritation on their foot?
On the
From
right
shoe
side
rubs
the...
or anything?
Yeah.
On the outside
right,
of their
right
foot there by their pinky.
Toe. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So then you look at what's going on.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, when you are walking, like especially in the winter when you have shoes on and you have certain toes that are bothering you, you can actually go back and look at, okay, which one of my chakras is out of whack?
Correct.
Interesting. Then,
so,
yeah, then you can examine
hitting,
the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you keep hitting and stubbing that darn toe,
mm-hmm.
or you break that toe,
mm-hmm.
what were you thinking at that moment?
Uh-huh. I know. I did that this morning. I hit my left toe, my pinky toe. I hit it on a frame, and I was going, uh-oh, what was I thinking about?
And what is that toe again?
What's that?
And what was that toe again?
That was my left pinky.
Your left pinky and your right-handed, correct?
Yes.
So that's your trust toe.
Ooh, I don't trust somebody. What was I thinking about that?
Or you're
that?
Not trusting spirit or yourself, or you weren't trusting the situation that you were thinking about.
Oh. She's kidding, folks, kidding.
I am kidding.
Wow,
Marie. Does that make sense?
Interesting. That's interesting, yeah.
It makes you think about a whole different way, doesn't it?
It
sure
does.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here processing going and staring at my toes. So can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
Or did you want to talk about some other stuff?
Oh, we were going to talk about a few more things and then how about we get into the questions.
Okay, then that's good.
So I remember, again, I have to be careful watching toes, but I went to a family reunion, and it was interesting because both the mother and daughter had the exact same toes, which I thought were sort of odd.
Uh-huh.
And they were very distorted. They were sort of really, how can I explain it? They were all pointing to, say, if you're looking at your right foot, they were all drastically pointing to the right, and the big toe was almost like a hammer toe. It was literally pointing to the other toes and pushing them all over.
Oh.
Is that, it's hard to explain, but it was quite profound. And it's amazing that when this distortion happens, again, it talks about how the stories of their life have been played out in their world, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at that and looked at when the big toe literally just points all the way to the side like that and the whole foot is distorted to the right, that just tells you that it's known as a spiritual suicide toe, where there's a significant past or present issues that need to be acknowledged and reconciled. And when they don't, you can have some real deformity in that.
Wow.
But if you work through things, you know, things can continue to get worse if you fail to continue to ignore them and not acknowledge what is being presented to you. Much like if we don't deal with the emotions that get stuck in us, it creates disease.
Hmm.
So, how many of us have hardened? Huh?
Well, I was going to say, so did mom and daughter have, like, similar experiences because they had similar toes?
It must be something, I didn't know
ancestral.
Them because they're on the different side. So, yes, it must be something that varies through the generation that is
yeah,
really significant
ancestral.
That's coming through.
Ancestral.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm getting the word ancestral, so that would make
mm-hmm.
sense. That would
right.
make sense. Okay.
How many of you get hardened skin sort of on the sides of your big toe or different parts of your feet.
How would you get hardened?
Not calluses, but you know, just you know how your feet get hardened sometimes.
Would that be hardened in your ideas and the way you look at life?
Sort of. It reflects hidden and protected thoughts and feelings.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay. What about swollen
feet? I'm feeling my feet.
Can't feel like your feet.
Yeah,
what
I'm
about
feeling
your
my feet.
Get, what about if your feet get swollen or redden?
Oh, they swell all the time.
Okay.
What
about redden?
No.
No, I don't get red, no.
Okay, let me think. Swollen. I want to try to see if I can guess a swollen, inflammation. Are you having a hard time of letting go of old, like the past?
It's a person that's unhappy, disillusioned, or have an unresolved story that they need to look at.
Okay, God, that is so right on. Got to write that down.
Okay.
Unresolved story.
What about people with bunions?
Ooh,
bunions?
Yeah.
What do you think? Bunions are sore, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's an imitation.
Okay, and they're right
long.
By your big toe. So if they're by your big toe, which is about experiences, resentment.
Long suffering anger, self-imposed or other imposed restrictions, strict upbringing or heartbreaking disappointment. They house years of pains of emotion.
So what if someone who's like 21 years old has a bunion?
Does their mother or grandmother have one?
Yeah, her grandmother has one.
Again, it houses years of painful emotions. She's carrying that on.
Oh, okay. So that's ancestral stuff. Okay.
Well, that could be resentment, couldn't it? Right? Correct or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
If you look at baby's toes, baby's toes are so open, so wide. Have you ever looked at their toes? Their
Not
toes
a long
are
time.
Just a baby's toes just seem so open, and they tip up to the, you know, up to the sky, and they're amazing. They're just amazing. And by reading a baby's toe, you could help coach the parent on sort of what kind of personality they may have, so that their toes. So they can continue to follow the path that they're in.
Yeah.
So if you have, one example would be is if you have a really big toe, and we're talking about your big toe now, if it's really big, that tends to be a person with a lot of great big ideas.
How do you know if your toe is big? I'm saying mine is.
Well, it's all perception, and it's by looking at it. You know, it tends to be a little bit wider at the top. If you have a lot of space between your big toe and your second toe, where they're not touching, that tends to tell me that you tend to go to your own drum. You don't follow the crowd.
Oh, that's me. Marie, is that you too?
I have it in my left toe. It has a bigger space than in my right.
Okay, it's on your right side again?
No, it's the space between the big toe and the next toe is a bigger space on the left foot than on the right.
So you have a tendency to follow your own spirit and don't follow the crowd or expectation what others put towards you?
Yep, that's right.
On your spiritual side.
Yep. That's right for you because you're right.
Yeah, and that's right for me too. Mm-hmm. I've always beat my own drum.
Yeah. And Beth is actually, since she's lefty, it's showing up more on her right foot.
Yep.
So
you don't even have to know me to know that I follow my own drum.
Yeah. Do you ever get blisters?
Once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while. Why? What's that a sign of?
Well, think about blisters. You think, oh, it's just my shoe rubbing my toe wrong or rubbing my foot wrong. Is it?
Oh, it's an irritation, something you're irritated by in your life.
The story is lifting up from deep inside. It's burning to surface, and it's old and hardened, so it wants to be released. So what toe has a tendency to get blistered? And what is that story that's deep in that toe that needs to come out?
I haven't had a blister for quite some time, and I'm trying to think. I either get them on my heels... or maybe on the pads underneath the feet, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make it, do you know anything?
On the pads?
Yes.
That could be that you're trying to stamp out that belief system in that toe.
Oh, I like that. As long as it's a good belief system, I want to get rid of. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Have you ever seen people who have their toes that just seem to, the claws, like they're just gripping the earth?
Oh, yeah.
Where their toes are really bent and holding on to the earth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think that would be?
Hmm. Not trusting?
If you look at the person and you could tell when you see a lot of blockages in their body, it's all about fear, responsibility or fear of failure.
Oh.
Frightened to face up to their independence or bending to other people's belief systems. Sort of like they're hanging their head in embarrassment or disappointment or shame. Or they're very, very self-conscious.
Wow. That makes sense because I know someone with toes like that and that fits their personality. I mean, that's a lot of issues that they go through with, self-esteem.
Well, and it could be different experiences where they just don't feel they have the security in life anymore.
Right. Huh. So when you, now that summer's here and we're wearing our sandals and you wear the, I know they're called thongs, not the underwear thongs, but the ones where you put, for your shoes. And you have, from the friction, I mean, is that, and then you get like a little blister, not a blister, but it kind of rubs your skin off.
An irritation.
Yeah. I mean, is that something to read into too, or is that just from your shoe?
Well, again, what are you blocking or what is that chakra that you're irritating?
Right between the big toe and the throat.
The crown chakra and the throat chakra, so speaking of divine truth.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so when you get sores like that, it's all about fresh hurts or open wounds. Are you feeling emotionally wounded?
I was going through one of my real estate deals was a lot of emotions going on that week.
And do they always bother you?
No.
Because if they always bothered you, you wouldn't be.
No, it just happened, in 1 week, but I was going through all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Have you worn them since?
Yep.
Have they bothered you since?
No. Nope.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Now, Beth, you talked about swollen feet.
Yes, it's always
right?
My left side, my left foot.
So that's your world side for you, right?
Because it's the opposite, because I'm left-handed, so that would be my world side.
So swollen feet is sort of like a mouthful of unuttered words, keeping your mouth shut and withholding decisions?
Uh-huh. Yes. And especially, right now what I'm doing is releasing a lot of past lifetime stuff, a lot of masculine-related stuff. So it's like, just the experiences this past weekend have been hoofed. So, that does make sense. Makes sense.
So if I remember right, you have a toe, your big toe likes to sort of stand up or curl up to the sky a little bit.
I see it's touching the ground.
Oh, maybe I'm just remembering someone else. When you have a toe that sort of curves up to the sky, where the edge of it is turned up more than just hitting the ground, that means that you're able to stand up on your own ideas and face the world with confidence.
However, I'll take that.
Okay.
Yes, I can. I'll take it.
I read so many toes that day.
You did.
So what do you think about all those little wrinkles in your feet?
Well, I was looking at my toes. I was going to ask
you. Yeah, do you
all those wrinkles
Do you read the lines like you do on the palm?
Oh, definitely. Depending on where they are they deep? Are they?
Yes, my big toes
are. Did they cut off? So there was an event, by looking at your toe, and depending on where that deep line is, I may ask you at this time of your lifetime, so your teens, your early 20s, whatever, was there an event that occurred that interfered with your path of your life, your path that you were going down? Why do you wear a ring on that toe? Does your toe narrow? Does your communication toe, again, your second toe, is it narrow at the knuckle and then widen at the top? Are you feeling strangled in what you're trying to say?
If it's wide at the top, then that's what it means?
If it's narrowed at the bottom, near the base of your foot, if it's really narrow and then widens up, where it looks like it was almost strangled?
No, mine's pretty even.
Mine's bigger on the top. There's
all kinds of things. The color of your toes, the colors of your nails. Let's talk about nails. Do you ever get a broken toenail?
No.
No.
Do you never break a toenail?
Uh-uh.
No.
No? What about hangnail?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Do you ever get a hangnail?
No, I don't get a hangnail on my
toes. Oh, just wait, on my toes? No, no.
What about an ingrown nail?
Yep, I know the last time I went and got a pedicure, I had an ingrown on my big toe on my left foot.
Because those hurt,
what
right?
Do you think?
Is it blindness or?
Oh.
What do you think that means?
Holding something in?
It's a profound need to protect or hide. It often leads to not feeling heard at all in the world or not listening to your higher self.
Mm.
You said it was on your left big toe, which is your spirit side?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, there's all kinds of things. Fungal infections. You've seen people with those thick toenails that are all fungal infection?
Yes.
That means that something's eating away at the person, often toxic beliefs about self.
Wow.
You know, there's things about the ridges in your toenails. Are there horizontal lines, vertical lines? Split nails, thickening nails, a yellow toenail. You know, all of that tells a story.
Huh. What about athlete's foot?
I haven't gotten into athlete's foot.
Because I know there are people that, you know, do suffer from that, so.
Mm-hmm. Can we back it up just a little? So on your toenails, if you had vertical lines, what would that mean? And horizontal lines, what would that mean?
Well, again, we would have to look at those all. The vertical lines is the need to safeguard certain ideas and stories.
Okay.
Horizontal lines are sort of like, if you think about a tree trunk and there's rings on a tree, they indicate periods of distress or sickness in your life.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
What do yellow toenails represent? Which I do not have, folks, but I'm just curious.
Tired of trying to validate perception of others.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
There's all kinds of things that go. It gets very, very detailed when you look at somebody's toes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, you can take a look at different things. You know, is their toe blue, black and blue? What does that mean? You know, is there marks on, do they have a black mark or a mole on their toe? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different things that go through that.
Ooh,
is there one area of their toe?
Now?
Well, it depends. If it's really, really dark, it could mean dark thoughts or beliefs about life. It depends on which toe it is. There's so much into it all. You can start getting into how soft is the foot. Is it flexible? That tells you stories.
What
or is it more rubbery?
Well, that's good, right, if it's really
that's
flexible?
That's good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about those little pads at the bottom of your feet?
Yeah, what about them?
Are they pointed?
Pointed?
No.
Are they, so that could sometimes tell, are they more square? Are they shriveled?
No.
Are they straight and narrow?
Mm.
You know, there's different
things. Mine are more
like
circles.
Circles?
Yeah.
I would say more circular.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be that you're really good and grounded.
Yes, I am. You both know me.
You know, you can look at your second toe, and is it my second toe, which is more blunt end, it's not real rounded, tells me what kind of communicator I am. You know, so this, it gets into a lot of different aspects of it.
Huh. Kelly, how long does it take you to do a toe reading?
Well, we could do a mini one, a quick one, 15 to 20 minutes. A full session, if you really want to get really in-depth,
mm-hmm.
It could be an hour.
Okay.
Again, the purpose
you
of the
get
toe
really
reading...
Thorough.
You can. You can get really deep into this. You know, a toe reading is to help individuals to take a step back and reflect on what stories are being told in their toes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, again, really great power in the toe reading. It could be a very transformational tool, and that's where I use the Reiki and IET to help remove any blockages and provide energy healing along with the soul mentoring so I can help someone shift through and transmute that experience in order to release and let go of any emotional attachments. So when I do some soul mentoring through this and help them through things, in a couple months, it's funny how you can start seeing changes in the toes as you start releasing different things.
So how much do you charge for a toe reading, Kelly?
A mini session, I usually do about $35, and a full session to $65.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I need to get a full one.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question, that something you had mentioned earlier. I was wondering if you could explain it a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Ayurvedic system in the toes. What is the Ayurvedic system?
What? Well, from what I know, again, it's an area that I'm just exploring, but it's based on the Ayurvedic, which, again, gets into more of the earth elements.
Okay.
And there's different forms of Ayurvedic, but it gets into tying into the earth, and I believe there's an Indian system that goes with that, where you could tie different herbs and things to help you along with your doshas.
Okay. Yeah, I know Ayurveda is really big in India, so I wasn't sure if that
mm-hmm.
was tied in or
mm-hmm.
connected
yeah.
or the same thing.
I have a question for you. Would you be able
okay.
to do toe readings, like, long distance? Like, if somebody sent you a picture, like, took a picture of their foot, like, with their, you know, a camera or a cell phone and sent it to you via email, would you be able to do it? Or Skype? Do you do Skype?
I do. I tend to do more of the photo because you get a more picture of the time. With Skype, it's sort of hard to take the camera from the computer, but we've done it.
Okay.
It's best to take it with a camera because the cell phones sometimes get distorted. You want to be able to get a clear picture of the both feet flat on the ground so that you can see what the toes tell you. They email me the picture of the toe, and then we schedule a call, and then we can go through and do a session.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say to make sure that about the foot, the toe, that you haven't talked about already?
Well, we've covered a lot of detail for the toe readings. It takes time to go ahead and have a reading and see what your toes are actually telling you, and having that courage and compassion to go through that. Again, when you read toes, there are opportunities sometimes to hit some emotional pieces and having that compassion, that gentleness with them, and allowing them to go through that and not rush them through it is important. And
okay.
There's been incidents where when we've come to that, I could do a short, you know, 5 minute meditation to help them along through that. And the outcome that I've heard from people have been very, wow, I didn't know, or how did you know that about me, or wow, that really helped me shift through that. And then some will follow up with a Reiki session to help release more of that into their body.
So how long have you been doing this for, Kelly?
The toe readings I've been doing for about a little bit over a year now. Reiki has been since 2003, and IET has been a year.
Okay. So did you study toll reading? Did you go somewhere to study it? Or is it just something you're guided to and you channel it?
No, there. I went to Celebrate Your Life, and it was pretty cool just to go to that experience in itself with all the wonderful leaders that come through that. But there is a college that I took an online course through, and they're based out of Tucson, and it's Southwest Institute.
Wow.
And they provide training on this.
So is it something you got certified in then?
You can, yes. There's different levels. I haven't taken
okay.
the final level. That requires
okay.
me to take a trip down there, and that's on my goal, on my list to do.
Okay. I want to go when you go.
Yeah. So they're a really wonderful group, and the online courses were amazing, just amazing.
Really?
They went over so many different aspects of it, and you can go to www.beatollreader.com and hear more about it. Casey Miller is the person, she created this whole, she's the founder of the Southwest Institute for Healing Arts, and she's the founder of Toll Readings. She's an amazing, amazing woman.
Wow, fascinating.
So if someone listening wants to get a toe reading from you, how can they contact you? Do you want to give out maybe your email, or if they wanted to send you a picture, or how would you prefer they,
sure.
they get a hold of you?
They could send a picture and an email to me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, at thespiritwellnesscenter.com, or they can call me at 612-804-4463. And we can get something
okay.
scheduled.
Yeah, because I think it's so interesting because it's not something that's, you know, commonly offered when you go to, you know, a lot of the expos and fairs. Because, I mean, who would know that you could look at your
right.
toes or look at somebody's toes and tell their, I mean, you can just tell their whole story about them.
Well, I will be doing toe readings at my upcoming Holistic Wellness Fair on July 20th in Eagan.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. So any local people, if you want to have your toes read, Kelly will be doing them, so that's cool.
Right.
It's a very beautiful office.
Pardon?
Center.
Oh, thank you.
A very beautiful center.
I'm
going to be there also, folks.
Yeah, July 20th, it will be at the Dakota Ridge Best Western in Eagan off of Washington Drive from 9 to 5.
Five. So it's a one-day only.
It's a one-day only, $5 admission, and then you would pay for the separate services.
Okay.
And there will be over 20 exhibitors there offering many different services.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So did you have, is there anything else that you wanted to say about the toe readings?
Just, it's amazing, again, it's so fun to have people honor me and allowing me to see this intimate part of themselves in a toe reading and to help them along their path. And that is my passion. My passion is to help others find their authentic self and know that they are worthy of it. So it's just another tool for me to help people along their path.
I know last weekend, when you and I went to your friend's house and everything and you did all those toll readings, everybody walked away just and they were saying, oh, my God, how did she know that? You know, and I knew that you were seeing stuff and as well as, you know, intuitively you were getting stuff, but they were just amazed at the stuff that you were saying to them. And you even gave me more information than the first time, you know, when you read my toes. And it's amazing how it can change, how it can change. And I think it had been within 6 months, too.
Yeah, it has been. If you remember, there was one incident with a woman who we were able to help her reach an area that was very hard for her to recognize, and she was able to go off and really help release some of that and had her own healing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's You know, it's not just an entertainment thing. It's a very healing experience.
And you know what, I just want to
say,
and I also want to say, because you did it in a group, you were more than happy to do it individually, but it's the women that wanted to be there to be supportive of one another. So I think what you would be able to do, if I mean, if you're open to it, it's not me putting you out there, but yet I am. Like if people wanted a group or, you know, like a party for toe readings, to where I think it's a wonderful thing, like a goddess party, to where you have that support of your fellow women around you, or even an office to where you find out things about people. You know, it's not like you're going to, because you have the integrity, you know, to keep certain things confidential and private. I mean, you would know not to say certain things and maybe take them aside after that, but I thought it was very tastefully done, and to where the women could really be supportive and just really embrace each other, and those who needed to release some intense emotions, they did. And without anybody going in and mothering, we just held the space for that person so they could do it, and we were witness to them being able to have that piece of that information. So it was awesome. It was a really cool experience to be a part of that.
Yes, thank you. I've received a couple calls saying, oh, I didn't get one. Can I have one? Or, you know, that they had. Yeah. So a couple people are sending me pictures. And also, again, just how wonderful and relieved they felt when they, yep, I understand I need to work on that and having the courage to do that. And again, a lot of times when I'm reading toes, I'll say, you know, what happened at this point in your life? And they'll look at me and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And you just sit there and hold the space for them. And I said, you don't need to say anything. I'm just asking you to gently look at that. And then they all of a sudden, it's a repressed memory that they didn't remember having. And again, they don't have to tell me about it. It's all about them and how they process it. So as long as they recognize it and have the courage to face it, they can work through it on their own, or I can help them.
See, just the
but again, it's honoring that
Kelly
space.
Even explaining that. You are fantastic, Kelly. Fantastic.
Well, I think that is. I think it's a great tool because, you know, if someone, if somebody is going through something or they can't figure out why, you know, something is not working in their life, I mean, just as simple as reading the toes and bringing back maybe a repressed memory, like you said, is all that it takes. You know, it's not you're not sitting in hours of therapy or you're not doing, you know, any of that stuff, but you're actually acknowledging you can see what they've gone through.
Well, and it's, again, it's honoring and respecting their path. It's not projecting my interpretation. It's honoring totally their experience, because we all experience things differently. And how many times have you sat around the table with your siblings and said, do you remember when this happened? And you all looking like, I don't remember it like that. And like, we did grow up in the same house, didn't we?
Yeah.
Everybody experiences something different. And
exactly. You
don't want to tell them that it's wrong on how they're feeling. And if they're not ready to talk about it, that's fine. And when they do go through something like that, you just don't, how I don't want to use the word, but bail on them. You give them maybe a tool they can help work through, or you offer them a different session at a different time. And you have to be intuitive and sensitive to what they're going through and know that, nope, got to stop and let them sit with this. Don't push it. Or give them a gentle nudge to continue on to work through it and identify it. So it's really customized to that individual.
Wow. I think it's a wonderful tool. I think it's wonderful. It's interesting.
It just it validates things that are going on. It brings things to your attention without blaming or pointing a finger going, okay, so now my toes are even saying it. That's what's going on. That's what that pain, that's what that bunion's about. You know, and if people don't recognize what's going on at that moment, they might look at you like, I don't agree with that, down the road, because some people have to process it, and then something will be triggered within going, oh, that's what's, you know, meant by that, because the mind isn't going to let you see it or feel it until you're ready to do it. So I think you do it very tastefully. I'm very impressed with how you do it, Kelly, very impressed.
Well, thank you, and it's important that just because you have a bunion doesn't mean it's a negative thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I just put that out there just for people, you know, an example.
But you have to understand that, you know, it's each person. Just because you have a bunion doesn't mean you have hidden secrets. you know, it's just something to take a look at. And does it resonate with you? Fine. If it doesn't, then that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's a guide. That's all it is it's a guide. And
it's a guide,
just
yeah.
to help you along.
Well, I remember, too, you know, when my relationship was ending and it was just, there was a lot of anger and a lot of things going on. And I was constantly hitting both of my pinky toes, left and right foot, on so many things. It was, you know, and I know that I would hit it if I was really angry with something or something wasn't going right. And then when you told me what it was about, it's like, yeah, when you do that, it makes you stop for a minute and go, wait a minute now. I just smashed the heck out of my baby toe. What am I going through and how can I get rid of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's funny. You know, as I studied this, my toes have changed.
Oh.
You know, they're starting to change again. So it's fun to watch them. I take pictures so I keep track of my story.
Oh, I should do that. That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea. As part of, like, even as part of journaling, you know, include that
mm-hmm.
in your journaling. And then you can, it helps you as you're going through your awakening or self-awareness process. That's
mm-hmm.
a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, okay, I have a question for you. Does it mean anything when your skin on top of your feet are nice and smooth versus
mm-hmm.
like if they look really aged, you know, and let's say you're a younger person, if that makes sense.
And you have wrinkly feet?
Yeah.
I call them my elephant feet.
Yeah, yes.
Every wrinkle tells a story.
Hmm. Okay.
And so if you don't have wrinkles, that's a good thing then?
I don't know. I think my feet look pretty good for being as old as I am. Thank you.
Oh, that's what I'm looking at. I'm going, you know, my feet, the skin on my feet look really nice.
I should have been a foot model. I should have been a foot model. You know, it's funny because as I look at my toes, you know, it's funny, on my right toe, my big toe, I have a pretty significant deep crease, and I know exactly what that was. And it hasn't gone away, and I don't know if it'll ever go away because that was part of my life. But now I can look at it with love and not judgment because I've recognized what it is and I've released what was tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's honoring my story. It's looking at it without judgment, without hurt anymore, and just saying, you know, that was part of me. That's who made me who I am today.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
You know?
You are just
a
cool, cool person, Kelly. Let me tell you.
I just wish my prosperity toe would get really straight, but it's working on it.
Don't we all?
You know, mine is straight. Mine is straight. So, but I think there's just a lot of stuff that's going on right now energetically.
Well, what's sort of, guys like this too, what's sort of funny is my daughter's boyfriend, he's got a really big toe and it's really separate from all his other toes. So he definitely goes to his own drum. And he's going, this woo-woo stuff, nah, what weird stuff you talking about? What stuff you're talking about? And all of a sudden, I see his foot moving over, and he goes, what does mine say? And I'm like, but it's woo-woo stuff. And he's just sort of scooting his foot closer and closer and closer. And all of a sudden, he goes, what does mine say? And he's like, oh, you really want to know? And he just giggles, you know.
Well, Kelly, can you believe 60 minutes went by this fast? We're at
no,
the end of our show,
and
Marie and I would just love to thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
thank you so
Kelly.
Much. Thank
and,
you for letting me share.
Absolutely. And we'll talk to you later. We'll see you Thursday. So we're at the end of our
Sounds
show.
Great.
We'd like to thank Kelly for sharing her knowledge with all of us. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com and our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can download our show as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed button on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please go into Facebook and like our Divine Goddess Radio page. And we hope to see you this Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Marie and I would love to send you all love and light. So have a good night.
Yep. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
You know,